The international community has reacted to Israel's missile attack with expressions of outrage over the loss of innocent life and dismay over implications for Mideast peace efforts. Even the United States, which staunchly maintains Israel's right to defend itself against terrorism, conveyed its objections to the Israeli tactics in Gaza. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Danish Foreign Minister Persti Møller, whose country currently holds the European Union presidency, called the overnight attack completely unacceptable. Fred Eckhardt, spokesman for the UN Secretary General, said Kofi Annan feels that Israel failed in its legal and moral responsibility to avoid actions that target civilians.
I think in terms of humanitarian law, when you have such a high number of civilian casualties, you have to question whether Israel was fulfilling its international responsibilities. And I think in the Secretary General's view, in this case, Israel was not.
President Bush also denounced Israel's actions through White House spokesman Ari Fleischer.
The president views this as a heavy-handed action that is not consistent with dedication to peace in the Middle East. This message has been conveyed to Israel this morning through the embassy in Israel, and that is what the president thinks about this.
The White House also objected to comparisons between the Israeli attack and U.S. attacks in Afghanistan, which also have killed civilians.
It is inaccurate to compare the two, and the crucial difference here being that in this instance in Gaza, this was a deliberate attack against a building in which civilians were known to be located.
In Afghanistan, Fleischer said, the U.S. military always exercises restraint to minimize the loss of life. The attack in Gaza once again raises the issue of Israeli use of U.S.-supplied aircraft and weapons. It is an issue that's come up repeatedly in recent months as Israel has increased its use of heavy weapons against the Palestinians. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher was asked today whether the latest attack violates the terms under which the United States supplies such weapons to Israel.
As you know, the Arms Export Control Act requires us to do a report if we believe that U.S. Weaponry was not used, or if there's a substantial violation of the terms of an agreement governing the use of U.S. origin defense articles, that is, if they're not being used for legitimate self-defense or internal security. As we've said before, we've not made such a report regarding Israel's actions.
Despite the Israeli attack, Bush administration officials say they will continue to pursue steps toward reviving Israeli-Palestinian cooperation. There had been hints of progress following a series of meetings last week involving the U.S., Russians, Europeans, United Nations, and three Arab foreign ministers. Only yesterday, the spiritual leader of Hamas said the group would consider halting suicide attacks on Israel if Israel would pull out of the West Bank. Now the military arm of Hamas vows bloody revenge against Israel. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.